certainly is the biggest game now, to put it that way to you. If they don't perform on Friday, there's no way back out of it. Look, we need to turn things around. We still have a chance, if you like. We're not, if you like, done yet, but if we don't perform, UCD will have too much for us. And, you know, they've beaten us twice, drawn us once, and it's not by accident. Like, we weren't unlucky in any of those games. We're not blaming referees' decisions. They're some very, very good players of a very good management team. And unless we, you know, perform to our best ability, you know, we'll run out of games, and Friday will be the last game that we'll run out of. However, we're hoping that there'll be a kick in us, and that we certainly will give everything to it to see where it gets us, Archie.
Yeah, you've been in this situation before, Ollie, and obviously it's more or less a new group of players from what it was like a couple of seasons ago. But maybe the fact that you've been here before and experienced it before, could that be give you maybe that extra edge on it?
Well, you know, the management team has experienced it before. Only a small number of players really have experienced it. We've got 12, 13 new players there that, unless they've experienced it with other clubs, well, to be fair to Rob Slevin, he's experienced it with Cork and maybe one or two others if you go into the nitty-gritty have, but, you know, it's a new group and it's probably a new challenge for them. They've struggled and, you know, they've found it very, very difficult physically and mentally. But we've one last chance at it on Friday, and just we certainly need to give everything to it to see if it's good enough. It may not be good enough with the quality that GCD have and the energy and legs and drive, and they have a fair bit of experience too, despite, you know, them being a college Sam, and I think Jack Keeney have huge experience with us in Sligo. Michael Gallagher is, you know, he's come through us as well, and you know, they're a hell of a lot about them. Evan O'Zan played way back, certainly in my first year, 9 years ago. He played with the Shamrock Rovers B team in the first division, went on to Shelburne, etc. from there. However, that's not me making excuses in any manner. You know, we have to win on Friday, and if we can't beat GCD on Friday, we haven't beaten them four times all year in the four occasions, and probably we won't deserve to stay in the division if we can't do that on Friday. But let's see, can we put together a performance to make it difficult?
Yeah, but the management obviously feel that there is a performance in this group that can pull it off, Ollie.
Well, I think to a degree we've underperformed, but we can say that every year. I mean, you know, we haven't put two wins back to back. We've only won four games all season, and you know, you can talk about new players and a new team and whatever budgets, etc. But you know, the results speak for themselves. However, we are still in it as regards, you know, we're not gone yet, but we've no, you know, fallback after Friday. If we don't get a performance and a result on Friday, well, then we do go down, and you know, we can't blame anyone but ourselves. You know, we need everything to go well on Friday. Referees' decisions, we need to be up for it ourselves and deal with their strengths, and they have many, many strengths to the credit, GCD. We also need the supporters who have been brilliant this year, in particular this year in my time. You know, we're struggling week in, week out. They can see it. And in other years, they might have turned on us and turned on the players, which would have put them into their shell. They haven't. And that's not me, Oisin, trying to buy them over. We're well past that stage, and certainly I am. But they've been brilliant with us through thick and thin, and in games in particular at home, where we didn't perform well enough. They didn't turn on the players to their utmost credit. And I'd love, and we'd love, to be able to give them something back on Friday to at least prolong our challenge, to see can we stay in the division.
Okay, listen, Ollie, the very best luck on Friday against UCD. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Oisin.